Are you ready for homeschooling to feel joyful again? Do you long for support as you learn alongside your kids? Welcome to Homeschool Better Together, a podcast about building a homeschool experience that works for your family. I'm Pam Barnhill, and it's time to step out of the overwhelm and into the wonder. Let's do this. As most of us are starting off a brand new school year, I want to give you a little tool, a little strategy that you could stick in your back pocket and pull it out during the year whenever you need it. And it's quite possible that some of us need it already. And then for others of us, we'll just have to kind of tuck it away. Maybe we'll need it in November or February or some other time. And it is what I'm calling the homeschool reboot, because it is possible to get your homeschool back on track whenever you need to. So have you ever rebooted your homeschool? Is that something that you've ever done, like for the 87th time? Some of you may be thinking, Pam, 87, I'm closer to 187. Yeah, that's me. I think I've rebooted my homeschool way more than 87 times. And if that's you, don't worry, you're in the right place. And the first thing I want you to know is rebooting your homeschool is not a sign that you're failing. It's actually one of the most important skills that you can develop as a homeschooler. And today we're going to talk about, what am I exactly talking about? What a homeschool reboot actually is, why it's nothing to be ashamed of, and how you can restart your homeschool in a way that's life-giving, full of grace for you and your kids. So let's start off with, what exactly is a homeschool reboot? And what it is it's the moment that you recognize that your homeschool rhythm has stalled or maybe completely gone off the rails. And so what you choose to do is you choose to stop, take a deep breath, refresh, reset, start fresh, right? So what this looks like is it might mean changing your schedule a little bit. Maybe you tweak your subjects. Maybe you swap out a curriculum, or you simply declare, we're just going to start again. We're just going to start fresh and try this again. And here's the key. The reboot is not a failure. It's like restarting a computer that's frozen, you know, either one that's completely frozen up, or I have a Mac. So one that's giving you kind of like the spinning beach ball of death, and you just can't get it to do anything else. You're not giving up. You're just starting over. You're clearing out the glitches so that things can run more smoothly. This has happened to us so many times during my homeschool career. And sometimes it happens because we get sick. And you know those situations where like one kid comes down with something, and then a few days later, the next kid gets it. And then a few days later, you get it. And then you think everybody's done with it. And then a few days later, the last kid finally gets it. And by the time you turn around, you've lost like almost 2 weeks of school. Like you've just been, somebody has been down for 2 whole weeks. And you're like, how did this even happen? It would be so much easier if everybody just got sick at the same time. But it tends to stretch out. And I know with large families, it stretches out even further. Like you have no idea how long this is going to last. So sickness is a big kind of need for a reboot. Another thing that sometimes happens is like something happens around your house. We had a leak in our bathroom a couple of years ago, and we ended up having to have half of our kitchen torn out and replaced, all because of a shower leak in a bathroom. And it was something that completely derailed our homeschool for a while, and we had to reboot. Maybe somebody in your family gets sick. You have to go help an aging loved one. Something happens there. It could just be that you have a series of field trips or things that interrupt your schedule, not even necessarily sickness or a big thing, just a series of errands where you're looking around every week and you're like, man, I just can't get a full weekend because every week we've got something. And some of those things are good things, but it makes it really hard to keep on your schedule. Sometimes only one part of your homeschool needs to be rebooted. Queen of morning time over here. And I can't tell you how many times where I would look around and go, wow, we haven't done morning time all month long. I need to step back and reboot, just my morning time. So reboots, there's a need for reboots all the time. It's a need for a clean slate. And I would encourage you, if you look around and you think you need a reboot, you don't have to wait for Monday. You don't have to wait for a new planner to come in. You can reboot that week and kind of shift the energy in your homeschool almost immediately. And that's not because everything magically becomes perfect, but it's because you're giving yourself permission to start fresh and to make a fresh start. So why do we feel bad about hitting that reset button? Well, I think part of it comes because we have a traditional school mindset that there's one official start date and you have to keep up from there until the official end date, or somehow you've fallen behind. Another thing that I think comes into play is social media. I don't think that helps at all, because all we ever see is everybody else's highlight reel. So it makes it look like they're steady and consistent the entire year. You're not seeing things behind the scenes. And then, of course, a lot of times I think we have our own inner critic who's whispering, if you have to start over, you must not be doing it right. But here's the truth. Rebooting means you've noticed something wasn't working and you care enough to fix it. That's not failure. That's wisdom. And the ability to just kind of pick up and restart, that is a superpower when it comes to homeschooling, because it means like your entire year doesn't go off the rails. So how can we do this? How can we do a grace-filled reboot for our homeschool? Well, the first thing you can do, kind of restart without a lot of stress, is to just name it. Instead of saying things like, oh, we're behind, we can't get caught up, just say instead, we're rebooting. Right here, right now, we're rebooting. Language matters. And when you say things like, we're behind, it's almost like you're punishing yourself for the fact that things have just happened. So instead, use the words, hey, we're going to refresh. We're going to reboot. And then take a day or two to reset your environment. So yes, a reboot may mean that you still don't do school for a couple of days. And what you're going to do during that couple of days is tidy up your learning spaces. Do you need to find some materials that maybe have gone missing? Clear out some of the piles. I don't know about you, but when my office gets piled up with a lot of stuff, it's really hard to work. Same thing with the schoolroom. Maybe some papers need to be thrown away, and you find all of those materials and get them put together in a basket again or something like that. That kind of physical reset really can help with the mental reset. And then the next thing I want you to do is choose three things. Decide on three core things that you want to focus on for the first week back. When we reboot, we're going to ease back into things. We're not going to jump right in with like a full day, a full perfect schedule right off the bat. So instead, choose three things. And for that first week, that's what you're going to focus on. You're not going to go from zero to a full schedule overnight. Start with the three most important things. And then the next step is to ramp up. Add things back gradually over the next week or two. And then celebrate the restart just like you would the first day of school. Make that first day back special. Have some kind of fun breakfast, or start a new read aloud, or maybe when the school day's done, go to the park and have lunch. Mark it as a very positive turning point, because it's a positive thing. It's not a failure thing. So if at any time you may need to do it now, maybe the honeymoon's over and you got off track after the first couple of weeks of school and you just need to give yourself grace to stop and start again, it's completely okay. Those days that you did, they still count. The attendance still counts, but ignore the days that you didn't do and simply start again and stop telling yourself that you're behind or that you failed or that things aren't going well. We're just picking up and we're starting over. So when was the last time you rebooted your homeschool? What was going on at the time? What did you learn from that experience and would love for you to come into our community at community.pambarnhill.com and talk to us about it in there. What would you share with some of the new homeschoolers who are in there? If you've got a great reboot story, I would love to hear it. You can come and share it in the community, or you can send it to info@pambarnhill.com. Now, over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about some simple systems and routines that make it easier to keep going. So when life happens, you can get back on track quickly and without the guilt. Some more things in addition to this little reboot strategy that I gave you today. Because here's the reality. Reboots are going to happen. It's not if, it's when. And the goal is to make them faster, gentler, and less stressful each time. Look at it this way. Rebooting is not quitting. It's choosing to keep going. It's a sign that you're engaged, that you're paying attention, and that you're willing to adjust. And honestly, if homeschoolers earned frequent flyer miles for every reboot we'd done, we would all be vacationing in Hawaii by now. Okay, I have got a little gift for you. What I have done is I have made a grace-filled reboot download for you. It's just a quick little checklist with the steps that I gave you earlier that you can print out to give yourself permission to reboot and the steps on how to do it whenever you need to. And so come on over to the show notes for this episode. That's pambarnhill.com/HSBT46. And we'll have that reboot download for you right there so you can get a copy of it and have it whenever you need it. Here is to your next fresh start whenever you need it. And I'll see you in a couple weeks. That's our show for today. Be sure to follow, subscribe, and leave a review so you never miss out on the wonder of homeschooling better together. To stay connected and learn even more about the Homeschooling Better Together resources and to join our free community, visit hsbtpodcast.com. Until next week, keep stepping out of the overwhelm and into the wonder.